Vayter in Shasri and Kiddush Daf Chav Dal, picking up on Chav Gimel Mabez Barabamara page. So we saw last time, we left off with we saw in the Mishnah there's a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim in regards to freeing a Eved. When it comes to using Kesef, Rabbi Meir says it can only be done Al Yedei Achirim, because if he himself gets money, it automatically belongs to the master. Therefore, he can't use it to redeem himself. And the Chacham say no, it can be done like the Atzmo, because when we're talking about a case where he gives the money on condition that the master doesn't get it.
Now we're going to see a Braisa seems to flip those Shitas, and that's a bit of a problem, isn't it? All right, Zok the High Little Gemara, let's take a look. Verami the Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Meir, Verami the Rabban, on the Tanya. For we learned in a Braisa, beep, turn the page, Chav Dalam and Aleph. Ain. We know that there's a din, something called Meiser Sheni, in the first year, second year, fourth year, fifth year of the Shemitah cycle. We go and we have to take off Meiser Sheni, where we take off and we bring to Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, we go and we eat the food over there. Now, sometimes that ends up being a lot, so you can't carry it all, so what do? You redeem it onto a coin. You take that money, you bring it to Yerushalayim, you buy food over there, then you go ahead and you eat that food right over there in Yerushalayim Yer Kodesh. Now, when you go and you do this pedia, this depends. If the pedia is done through somebody else, then okay, everything's good and dandy, you move forward. But if it's done through the bailim, to the owner themselves, they have to add a chomesh, a fifth, to that what they take off. So now we're saying, Eini shepot ma'aser sheni below chomesh, a woman can't take off ma'aser sheni without adding a fifth. Rashi says, Kasakadaitach ma'aser sheni shu misdei baila, we're talking about from her husband's field, she kabaila, she's like the husband itself, a Karina Lame Maasro, who could the Mafarish love Azil. So we see it take off. That is the Tanakama. Bishum Gamalazar Omer Bishum Bimeir, Isha Poda Maisa Sheni below Chomesh. A woman takes off Maisa Sheni without adding a fifth. According to Rabbi Meir, who's saying the Rabbi Meir, he says that since the Maisa Sheni, it doesn't belong to her, therefore it's not considered from his own Maiser, and therefore she does not add a fifth. She doesn't add a chomesh. Rashi says, "Dalav didahu ve'ein mosif and chomesh al pidyon ma'isos ve'kedushos ella bailim," except for the owners themselves, and she's not considered the owner. Hey chidami, what exactly is the case you're talking about? Ilema bezuzi debal ma'isa debal. If you want to say this, Bryce is talking about that the husband, it's his money and it's his ma'iser. That shichus debal kavda. All she's doing is a shlichus debal. Rashi says, "My timer, daman daamer podem below chomesh." Why would there even be any sheet that would say they do that a chomesh? Obviously, you would do a chomesh in such a case. That it's her money and what the meiser diday and it's his meiser. Frek the Gemara. And that is almost second. Ish amarachmana velo isha. The pasuk says man and not a woman. Rashi says ish mi meisro amarachmana velo isha mi meiser baila. The isha kachadam, she's like somebody else. And then for everyone over there would be masking that she doesn't have the chomish. It can't be that's the case. Elalav ki I got. We're talking the following case. The akni la achar money. You have somebody else who gives a money to this woman. On condition that you are now pode the meiser. Rashi explains that what sheti yakish acher, like you're another, like from another person, lift those below chomesh without a chomesh. Rabbanan Savri, the Tanakama will say, ki amar la kini kanelai. Kanele Baila, when she says accept it, then the Baal owns it. V'chiyamala aminas lav klamo. And we say on condition it's not considered anything. Hilkach zuze havinami de Baal. V'shlichuse av dezun yishlichus. V'ish mimayasro karina. But that's how we call it. For Rabbi Meir Savar lidida gufa lo aknila. He says that she's not konet. Elahani shetei ki'ish acha liftos below chomesh. To do without a fifth. But nonetheless, what comes out of here, kumtoch ois, that the Tanakam is of the opinion that the one who's giving it al tanai, it's null and void in that case, and the husband therefore has full ownership of it, and that's why now the woman has to do a fifth because she's doing it from the husband's meiser sheni with his money. And Rameir says that the condition does work, and that's why he says over here that the woman doesn't have to do a fifth because she's doing her husband's meiser sheni with her own money. In fact, the Gemara ve'efcha shemana lo, but we learned exactly the opposite. When the Mishnah Rameir's owner says that tanai is null and void, and the Chacham said that actually does work. What's going on? Amar Abai, Eifach. No problem. Just switch the braisa, switch the sheets, and we're good. Answer number one. Answer number two. Rav Amilam lo tebech. Don't switch it. V'hacha. We're talking about a particular case. What case are we talking about? But meiser da'asim ibein noshaski. None. We're talking about meiser that is coming as a yerusha to the woman from her father's house. Rashi says shemesa v'your father dies. V'hoi lo meiser sheni. V'yarashta im shar nechasim. She yarshens it. She inherits it with the rest of the properties. V'yerusha habala la'achir mikan nichse melokhein. V'yelokich behen karka v'hu ochal peros. She It's called Nichse Milog. She owns the karka, and he gets the fruits over here. Rabbi Meir l'ta'amei. Rabbi Meir goes to his own logic. The Amar, Meiser, he says, Meiser is considered Mamon Hektishu. It's Mamon Hektish. It's not considered doesn't belong to the one who owns it, even though he's like eating Yerushalayim. V'lo kani le'bal. Therefore, the husband does not be kone the Meiser Sheni from his wife. Therefore, as Rashi says, it's not like a regular takana that he goes and he gets the pears over here. Therefore, lo zachi bei, I'm reading Rashi at the end here, lo zachi bei v'chi parka lei bezuzei debal, lavi maestro hu dezuzei dechadu maestro dechad. This one mezuz, one's maestro, not shaykh, one text, and therefore there's no chomesh. That's why Meir says that. Rabbanu l'tai mei damer mon hedyot hu. He says, no, it's mon hedyot that belongs to the person. Rashi says, v'chai le alea, takad rabbanu, and therefore the takana rabbanu does apply over here, peres lebal, kishanach simulog, the payers go to the husband like regular other type of nichse milog, literally plucking property, meaning he gets to take the stuff that's on it. The kibbutz of Azuzi, the Baal Parki, Baal Chomesh, therefore, since it's coming for the husband, therefore he has to go ahead and give a Chomesh. Back to the Gemara, Vakani Le Baal, the husband acquires it, Hilkach Shlichusa, the Baal Kavda, she's doing the Shlichus of the husband, and that's why you have to add a Chomesh. Okay, now we're talking about other ways that a slave is going to go free. Tana, we learned in a braisa, Yotze b'shein v'ayin roshe v'arm shein v'chozen, the eved goes out with, if his eye is gets knocked out, if his tooth gets knocked out, if his eye gets knocked out, and the tips of his eivarim of limbs that don't grow back. Rashi says, chaf dalim is 24 of them, and we learn it by the Nagoyim in Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin. Umaisi lehula, come on, b'shmaisi, we're going to bring in daf chafei. Shein chozen, im notlin, kishen v'ayin, like you take out a tooth, it's not growing back, and an eye. V'gomer b'mem b'tzinim, we learn out. Amamatzina, just like we find here, so to other places as well. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Hashem va'ayin ksive. Okay, we understand the Hashem va'ayin that what happens? They go and they lose that they go out because it writes it. El Rosh Hashem. How do we know the tips of limbs? Do me the Hashem va'ayin. It's similar to Hashem va'ayin. Ma Hashem va'ayin mumin shabagaliv and mechozim. They are open, clear things. People see them and they don't grow back. I've come mumin shabagaliv and mechozim. So do anything like that, it's also going to be the same din. Says the Gemara, Ve'imin have Hashem va'ayin kishiksu b'boim kechol. Why don't we say at the din of Hashem of tooth and the eye is like two psukim that are coming together. Whenever you have two psukim and say exactly the same thing, that means to say it's particularly them and not to anything else. You can't learn that something else therefore you don't know Rosh Hashem. Says Gemara, no. Even though you're right that there are two psukim, we need to write each one of them. Only Shteksuvim Abayim Kechad is only if you didn't have to write each one of them and you decided to. But if you had to write each one, that's not considered Shteksuvim Abayim Kechad, and therefore it's a mamet scene, you can learn from them to everything else. Tzricha, Dikas Rachon Hashem, just would have been tooth, haven't been able to thought. Afilu, beep, turn the page. Shein the chalav, even if you lose a tooth milk, a milk tooth, which means like when he was nursing a baby tooth, that's going to go, and even that is going to set them free. Therefore, I have to say ayin to tell you that the tooth or something else has to be something that doesn't grow back. And since that grows back, that's not going to set him free. Because Rechamana ayin was just with said I have been a ma ayin shen every emo, just like an eye is comes along with him. Of course, shen every one thing that's coming along with him when he's born. Avos shen lo, because he's not born with it. Tzricha, therefore, you have to write both. And that's why we go and we learn out from those two that we're going to say Rosh Hashanah as well. So that's a Gemara. Hold on a second. But we know the din of klal uprat and klal uprat to klal and riboy and miyot. Let's take a look. Ve'ima kiyake, let's say when it says in the pasuk, if a man strikes his eved, which we know is the introduction to the whole idea over here, and that's called a klal, where it says a general concept. Shein va'ayin, then it says a tooth and a eye, prat, that's particular. Klal a prat, we know the din is, when you have a general principle, and then a particular, that ein b'chlal, you don't have in the general, elamash b'prat, except for what's in the specific. So shein va'ayin in, midirch minilo, therefore just a shein, a tooth, and an eye, but midirch minilo, not anything else, that's not going to go free. Says the Gemara, 1 second. But at the end it says, L'chavshi shalchenu, then goes and says, to be free, will you send them away? That's back to saying a general principle over there, a general rule, because it could have just said, he's free. Or he's going to go out with shalchenu, then he's going to send him away. It's telling us that there's something else that's going to send him away also, that's beyond this as well. We call part to klal, and we learn Rashi very well. And klal part to klal, you've done it according to the prat of the specific thing. Ma prat mafurish mum shabagali veinim chozrim. Af kol mum shabagali veinim chozrim, including Rashi Evarim. Says the Gemara. Now you just hold on 1 second. Hold it all. Let's play the klal prat to klal game, and let's take a look at that. Ima ha prat mafurish mumin shabagali ubatel mimelachto veinim chozer. Right, that we say this is something, what happens is, it's gullo, it's seen, and it stops from its work, from what it does, like the eye can't see anymore, and the tooth isn't able to go ahead and chew, as Rashi says, Ayin is now blind, from seeing, Vashen Milos, from being able to chew, so then, Afkoma Mishabagoli, Ve'enu Choser, Upatim Melachto. That's the only thing that should be setting them free. So Allah B'tanya, then why do we learn the Braisa? Tolish Bezikno V'dil Lobo Etzem. If you go and you pull on his beard and it dislocates his jaw, and it becomes, Rashi says, that Hishmito Mimkomo Mechuber B'basar, it's like moves from its place, it's connected with the skin, then Eved Yotze B'hem L'cheir, so he goes out free. Hold on 1 second. What kind of malacha does that do that it's going to go free over here? So therefore, we have to learn it a little bit differently. Says the Gemara, l'chavshi shalchenu, when it says at the end, l'chavshi shalchenu, you should send him out to freedom, ribuyahu, that is a ribuy, an amplification. It's not called another cloud, but it's amplifying something. And we would do that, that's including all different types of yivarim, even something which doesn't have such an obvious malacha, like the bone over there. V'iri buyahu, who says, well, hold on a second, if you want to say that's what we're talking about over here, that's coming to include and become bigger, I feel you call a yod of itzamtzasofalachzavdami. Then even in the case where he smashes his hand and then his hand becomes, Rashi says yavsha, that it withers up, it dries up, but then it ends up becoming better again. He should be able to go free. So right, we it doesn't have to be something which is permanent. And Allah B'tanya, it's why we learned in the Brisa, he call a yod of itzamtzasofalachzor. Ain't ever yosef v'lechers. He doesn't go v'lechers. How come? And for the Gemara, im kain. Shane Va'ayin Mayahanile. If it's true that if there's a temporary loss, it's enough to go free, then why would we say Shane and Ayin? Why would we say tooth and eye? Right? It must be the reason he said that's because it can't be something which is temporary, but something which is permanent. Right? It says, Deloma Mayat, Midi Miot, the Shane Va'ayin Lamay Miot, what is it coming to exclude? And that's what it's coming to exclude. Period. Tana Rabba, na, Bekulam, Evid Yotzebem Lecheirus. In all these cases, when you get rid of the Rosh Evarim, right, they go out to Cheirus. Rashi says that Rosh Evarim car, that's what it's talking about. They go free, Vitzarch get Shechor, but they need to get a get Shechor. Rashi says, Latiru, Babaskar, they want to now marry a Jewish Maidla. They have to get this get Shechor. Divrim Shem is like Zakim Shem, Ramir, Omer, no, you don't need it. Rabbi, Tzarek, you do need it. Rabbi Tavron Omer, Einu Tzarek, you don't need it. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Tzarek, you do need it. Hamachrin Leftei Chacham Omer, those who like come to decide the halacha, for the Chacham say, even Rabbi Tarfon B'shein Va'ayin, it seems that we go with, according to Rabbi Tarfon, who says that Einu Tzarek, you don't need to get Shechor. Why am I talking about Shein Va'ayin, the tooth and the nail? Tooth and nail. I'm sorry, tooth and eye. Because the Torah is coming and saying it. Rashi says the Chesiv Adik says explicitly. And the words of Rabbi Akiva who says Sarach that you do need this get shechor when it's talking about Shar Evarim. Whole Kenas Chachamim. Because it's a Kenas, but the Chachamim it's not written out explicitly. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? Kenasu? Great Kodeshinu. We darshin it from the Psugim, Klal, Uprat, Variboy, and therefore it's included as well. It's not just a Kenas. Ella, what we mean is whole Midrash Chachamim. It's a Midrash, not written explicitly. That's why. You need to have a get shechor in such a case. Says the Gemara, my time with Rabbi Shimon. What's Pidah according to Rabbi Shimon, who says that the slave needs a get shechor when he goes out. Yalav shiluach shiluach misha. He learns out exer shavav shiluach shiluach from a woman. It says by the slave lechavshi yishalcheni. You send away chavshi that they're good to go. This is by the woman, they're getting divorced for Shulchan Mebeis, so he sends away from the house. Ma'isha b'shtar, just like a woman, it's done with a shtar. Afevedam b'shtar, that's why. Period. What do you want? It's Kzir Shaba. Rabbi Meir, what does he say? He says, Ikas of Chavshi, Lebesov, Kitagamar. If it would have said that chofshi at the end, you'd be right.
That means it was already free and then sending me out. This is coming for the other parts of the body.
If he hits him in the eye and he blinds him, in his ear and he makes him deaf.
He goes out and he's free. But let's say he hits neged eno ve'eno roa. He hits it next to him. Rashi says hika b'kol. He hits it right next to him by a wall.
Isa b'kol. It's loud. Ve'eno roa ve'eno nischaris. He can't see anymore. He goes blind. Keneged azov ve'eno shemah. Ein evad yosei be'eno chiris. He doesn't go free in such a matzav.
Amar of shemen l'rava. She l'meimer dekala laf kolumu.
What are you trying to say? Call sound is nothing, and therefore it shouldn't have any impact.
Ve'otani rami bar yecheskel tarnigel shahoshit roshel avir klis chuchas.
If a rooster puts its head inside a glass kli, it puts its head inside of it. Here comes a rooster, puts his head in there.
Vitaka ba ushvar,
and it goes, whatever it does. And it breaks only with a sound. Rashi says, Bikol, Mishalim Nezik Shalim. There's a Nezik Shalim. Right? The Rashi says, Kasumkus Makino Labavakama, Dalmer Behema Shezika, but Sros Mishalim Nezik Shalim.
The Amar of Yosef Amirav, a sus shit son of a chamor shenai, a horse that goes, nay,
or a donkey that goes, brr, you know, Mishavu Kalem Mishachabais, and they end up breaking a kli in the house, Misham Chatzi Nezek. They go and they pay only half. Rashi says, Kedin Sros the Rabbanon, the Pligia Lea, the Sumchus Bavakam, if Amir Ain Misham Chatzik Nezek Sros, they pass and they don't only have to pay half of it. But the bottom line is you see that they're chayiv just by sound. So, why doesn't it go free when you just smack the wall and the guy becomes deaf because of that?
Amalei, so the Gemara, Shiny Adam. You can't compare a person to Kalim. Right? She says, Shiny Adam, Hai Nizak, Vechimivas, Midaiti, Komivas, Shenos, and Liba, Pachad, Kolaba, Pitom.
Amazing psychological principle that the Torah is teaching us, the power of the mind. And that is that when it comes to a Kli, it doesn't have any Das, it just breaks. It comes to a person. What are you, a scaredy cat? Come on, grow up a little bit, right? V'chimivas, when he gets scared, it's from his own das that he's getting scared because he puts his heart to this fear of the sound that's happening suddenly. Says the Gemara, Shani has him to give the bardasu, iu mivas nafshe. He's basically scaring himself. He's setting himself in this like almost state of like, fright and scare. And therefore, he didn't do it directly. He doesn't go free for such a thing. Kid the title, look at the brisa. Hamaviz is chaveiro. Someone who scares the bejeebies out of his friend. And therefore, he gets hurt because of such a matzav. Potter midini adam. He's potter from dini adam. The chai midini shemaim. When it comes to shemaim, bro, you know what I'm saying? That's wrong. Pay the guy up. But midini adam, he's off the hook. Kate said, what's the case? Talk about us the show. If he goes and he shouts in his ear, makes a loud sound in his ear, and becomes deaf, potter, then he's going to be potter. But if he grabs him and he shouts and his ear becomes deaf, then chayv is going to be chayv in such a matzav.
Let's say he goes and he gives him a smash on his eye, and then what happens because of that, it ends up weakening in his eye. Rashi says, "Velonis mislagame shirov b'mikzas." He's still able to see, but he's messed up his vision. What is going to be the matzav in such a situation?
Alshen v'nada, or he smashes his tooth, but it becomes loose, it doesn't fall out.
Im yachol lishtamid behen achshav, if he's still able to use them,
Rashi says, b'mara zeh, im yachol lishtamish behen achshav, in this matzav, ein evad yosef ben elcheres, doesn't go out. V'im la, but if not, evad yosef ben elcheres, he goes out and he's free.
Tanya Doch, another Bryce says, Harishai say Eno Kahuya Vesima. Let's say he had his eyes that were weak and he blinded him.
Shino Neduda Vipila was loose and then he knocked it out.
If he was able to use them before, then he did this time, then Evad Yosef Ben Melcheres, then he goes free.
If he wasn't able to in that matzav, then Ein Evad Yosef Ben Melcheres, because there's no real change that happened over here.
Or Trichim, did he teach both Dinim over here?
Of a good eye to a weak eye, and a good tooth to a weak tooth, and a weak one to nothing.
The Eshminach, my son, we just went up for the first prize. Said, Mishum de Mekar and Horabori, because he could say, originally he had great eyesight.
Now he's not good eyesight.
Avalacha, but in the second prize, said to Mekar, Nami Nahar Kisha, his eyes weren't good anyway. Imalovitz, he wouldn't go free.
The Eshminach, which is that, Mishum de Sami Legami, I would say, because he blinded him completely. Avalacha, in those cases, the little Sami Legami didn't totally blind him. Imalovitz wouldn't go free. Tzricha, then you have to bring both. That's what to bring both.
Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in a prize. Let's say his master was a doctor. Varmalo lichcholoeno, and he says to him, I want you to color my eyes, right, with certain medicine. Vesimoni blinds him while doing that. Lachta lushina bipilo, or he wants him to be like a dental hygienist. Rashi says, lanikar leilgari, some of most of he wants to scrape around his tooth to go and to clean it up a little bit. Then he ends up knocking it out, and then his sichik ba'adam yotzeh l'cheres. He laughs at his master, and he gets to go free. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, v'shicha said, no, it says that he has to destroy it. It means, ashi yiskav l'shach, so he had in mind he wanted to destroy it. And therefore, he wouldn't go free. What about the Tanakhama? Says that he does go free. What is he going to do with the Vishikasa? For the following verse. Let's say the master puts his hand inside of the womb in order to take out the baby. He's delivering the baby. And he goes and he blinds the baby that's in the womb. Right time. Until you have kavana to go ahead and to destroy it. See, as Rashi, what that means is, look at the Lahotzi Ubra Potter, the little scavenger, the iron cloud. No shaykhs of the eye. Chol with the chol li eini, then his scaven line is kavana for the eye. Alpha gav shalom is scaven the shachsel chayv. If he didn't have a mind, he's going to be chayv. Now ve'idach, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, why Rabbi Shimon Gamliel learned out a different din from this ve'idach? What does he say? Mi v'shiche shichasa nafka. He learns it out from v'shiche shichasa, from the extra letter hey v'idach, and we know the Tanakama shichasa lo darish, he doesn't darish in it. Amar Rav Sheisha, says Rav Sheisha, Haresha hayasa eno smuya v'chitta. Let's say you have the eye of this slave that was blinded by his master and knocked out of its socket. Boom! Rav says, otzio l'chutz, he knocked it out. Avi Yosef in the cheres, he goes free. My time outcome, mechusar evro, is considered a mechusar Avery is lacking a limb over here. Vatana tuna, and we have a brayis who actually blacks this up. Rashi says, "Klomer matzino tana shalunu hamisayen no bezos." That it goes and supports this. Tamus v'zachus bebehema. When it comes to a carbon, and you're bringing animals, a carbon ola has to be tam. That means you can't have any mum. And v'zachus has got to be male. Vein tam v'zachus ba'ofus. But not when it comes to brak. When it comes to chickens, birds. Yochel would have thought yofshe gapu nikta raglov nikta ina. That if it comes to the from the bird. That if its wing became dry, means it all got all withered, and nikta ragla, its leg got cut off, nikta, you know, that its eye was taken out, that it's still able to be used. Talmud Lomer min ha'of. It's coming that we dash if it says min ha'of, which means that you can bring from chicken velo kol ha'of, but the mashmos is not from any type. It means if it's missing an entire limb, entire aver, then you can't be brought as a carbon. So therefore, if he removes the eye, then the slave ends up going free. So that's what we see a connection to that. Amar b'chia barash yamarav. Hoy salah. Oh, beep, turn the page. Chaf hey. Yesaris v'chatcha. Let's say this Evan had an extra limb. Rashi says, has an extra finger. Etzbeis here. He's got six fingers. He's a great piano player. Evan Yosef ben Lecheres, and then he goes and he cuts it off. He goes free. Amar Rav Huna v'hushin isperis al gavayad. That's only if it's counted on the hand, meaning to say, shahoysa b'shuras sharetz bosef. It was on a row with the rest of the fingers. But if not, then no. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.